I think this is the first song ever written, Love Me, Meher Baba. We always sing, We Love You, Meher Baba.
We love you.
It's good. For the children, it's good.
I would love me. Lovely?
Lovely. I thought it was love me, Meher Baba.
I like that.
What did you hear?
Lovely.
Lovely, oh, I see.
Either way.
It was very endearing to hear that, love me, Meher Baba. Oh, you spoiled the whole day to me.
I guess before you have a copy written, you better change the words.
Maybe it really was love me, and you just heard it when you were getting it. You know, you just got a little when the song was coming to you.
Just tell her she was love me, and then you can sing it the other way everywhere else.
How many outpourings have flown out of hearts of humanity? How many? What melodies, what feelings, what thoughts? Millennia have passed by. I don't know where these feelings come from. Each is different, and still it is not fulfilling. Wants to have more and more and more. Who could that person be? Who could that entity be? Who could that be? If there's no end to it all. No end. And which is the one that you sang on the flight, you said some years ago? You still sing, Kathy?
Every hour or so.
Eric had asked me, he's asked me because he said he gave me a dare when I went back. I said, I asked the stewardess and the steward if they would let me use the public system on the plane and sing a song. So I thought to myself, well, this is going to take a lot of courage, but if Eric's going to try, I should try. Baba gave a perfect opportunity because the plane had to land in some ungodly place like Bahrain or Kuwait or something because there was a sandstorm up ahead at the next stop. Some terrible thing was happening with the weather. So they kept us on the tarmac in this tremendous heat of this desert. And they didn't open the plane. And we were just sitting in there for about 2 hours. And people were sweating and babies were screaming. Old people looked like they were about to pass out. And I thought to myself, if I were older, I think I could really have a stroke in here. And finally they opened the back doors of the plane and we just dangled our feet out the back of the plane. And I got a guitar out and sang songs. But I didn't sing over the microphone. I did go ask the stewardess and she looked at me like I was out of my mind. I thought I had to at least ask.
Did you have a song in mind that you were going to sing if she said yes?
I'll probably, it's in my brain somewhere. But it was a song that I thought would be sort of a universal sort of song.
There's got to be a story.
I'll remember it someday.
How are Rick and Cheryl?
Cheryl has bad knees, and the doctor told her she can't climb anymore. So they're trying to find decide where they're going to live. They knew he was out of the Bay Area, and he's somewhere where they can get a house. You know. But they're doing that in their typical manner, which is over-organized and yet chaotic. You know.
We know them.
I've been enlisted to help them figure out someplace. We're working.
Earthquake proof, for sure.
So the next quake is supposed to hit over there in East Hayward. Hayward Fault.
Well, there won't be any hills left then.
Yeah. Level it out. But their health is fine.
Will the box would say 1101?
Not if they move. It's a major issue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you the manager? But,
well, Gary is there for the box.
I'm one of the people who work at the box. We either want to sell that place or it's going to fall down.
Why don't they ship to the box? Is there no room for that?
Oh, it's a huge empty house. You know, it's even closer to the fault than where they live now. So I don't think they want to. Last earthquake scared, I think, scared them a little bit. So the box is right near the fault line.
Is
there a
chance to sell it now?
No.
The box is the steps to the box.
Yeah.
Not as many as their house.
I always call that the spiritual path up to their place.
Is it? Like a little tree.
Yeah.